Hey guys, what's happening? This podcast episode is brought to you by our sponsor. You ready? You're going to find them on Instagram at Glitter Karaoke Houston. Glitter Karaoke Houston. It's in Midtown. It's the perfect place for you to go and have your midweek unwind with a drink or three. It's one of the hottest little spots for karaoke, and their food menu, their kitchen is yummers, like nom 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 nom. Their dumplings, their chicken. Oh God, what the hell did I have there? The chicken, not chicken wings, the chicken poppers. I don't know. All I know is the food is amazing. They're there for you Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Wednesdays, which is today, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. And on Sundays, they're there for you, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. You know what? They have industry night. That means the people that work in the industry, that work their asses off in the kitchen, in the bars, in the restaurant, Monday is your night. Tuesday, taco night. Wednesday, steak night. Thursday is chef pop-ups. That means local chefs here in the Houston area get to come and do their thing and share their little menu with all their yummy stuff, right? And then Friday and Saturday, of course, is karaoke. Sundays is always live music and a DJ. So you gotta pop in. They're at 2621 Milam Street, Houston, Texas, and that's in Midtown. Take care, guys.
Shit. No, we're not going to talk about that, but we're just joking okay, about that just, now.
Okay, this is going to be...
We're going to be good. You ain't going to lose all your losers now.
We
are being recorded now, boys.
Okay.
Boys.
Hello.
Hello. Test 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, we're on.
Like, what do we have in the studio, Sharon?
I don't know, but I'm going to turn this on. We got some interesting people in here. We got Cobra and Special Ed. Okay, I'm going to turn this off. This was a good
Cobra
test.
Cobra and Special Ed.
Yes. All right, guys. Hey, welcome. This is Sharon Lee Sabata, hostess of the podcast, Middle Finger Happiness, Work Hard, Live Well, Don't Fuck With Me, the same title of my book. And I'm super excited because tonight we have, or I have, some guests. Of course, you know, my special ed edition is Leo. Leo's back.
Thank you.
Yay. But
I'm happy to be back, Sharon.
It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you. Good to be here.
And we've had some ranch waters.
Ranch.
Not ranch dressing.
No.
Ranch waters. Okay. Water. And our guest over here, our buddy, our friend, our person.
Yes, you'll have to excuse me. It's my first time doing this.
He's a virgin.
Cobra.
I'm a podcast. Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai. Wait a minute. Cobra.
Short for Cobra. We just call him Cobra.
So you got the Cobra K t-shirt.
Yes.
Where'd you get that, dude?
That's a good question.
Speaking to the monitor.
That's a good question.
You get a Walmart, Target?
You know, my wife buys all my clothes. So
oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm one of those guys.
So you
know
get
what?
You get dressed?
Dude.
Honestly,
yeah.
80% of the time she lays out my clothes for me.
Oh, my
okay.
gosh.
I used to be married to the guy that went to the Express and wore these really cool tight shirts
right.
and slacks. He has turned into the Cobra Kai guy.
You're the Cobra now, man.
You're Cobra Kai guy. Yeah,
my
guy.
I was never
can,
that previous guy.
Yeah, my guy can wear the same shit every day. Same t-shirt. He don't care. Holes, yeah. stains. What happened to you?
Was that a put down? Oh, my gosh, Sharon. Really?
Well, we you got married.
Well, no, it's not that. I'm going to tell you the truth.
It's the first time on the radio here, and you want to knock him down like that?
No. Straight Here's the deal. He'll clean up when he wants to. But in general, he's so busy. He could care less if he wears a same damn t-shirt. You know,
we're on the
like
same
five
page.
Of the same color. Five blue t-shirts. He'll wear one like every day, the same
it's
color.
It's like James Carey.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Or the guy that owns Facebook. What's his name?
Yeah. He wears the same shit
the
every day.
The Facebook guy. What the fuck is his name? Anyway. No. My guy's awesome.
Something
but he just...
Burned.
Clothes are just not... He doesn't care anymore. He's just, give me... Is it clean? Is it out of the dryer? Does it smell fresh? Okay, I'll put it on.
Fresh.
I agree with him.
Yeah. But did you used to dress up?
No, I've never been a dress up kind of...
He's been a Cobra
guy.
A snake.
Okay. So, hey, guys, welcome back. It's been a minute since we've had a podcast. I've had a funk with all, I'll be honest, just all the things that are going on, and it's been really hard to focus. So I'm so glad you're here tonight. And we have.
I'm happy to be here, man. It's a blast. I mean, I'm back. It's, you know, I'm just going to say I'm glad to be back.
You're just glad to be back. We've had some.
Yes. I survived. Let's put it that
you've
way.
You've been in some situations.
The shit show, yes.
That's what I call them, situations, right? So we're going to talk about the cough. You know what the cough is?
Yeah, I know what the cough is.
What happened to me today? I was so embarrassed.
You coughed.
It really happened. And you had people. Did you have people in the studio? No, not yet.
I had a few today, but I didn't cough.
I'm scared to cough in public now. It's like you have to like give it. I don't have COVID. I'm just coughing because
it's like you have leprosy or some shit.
You ate a cracker.
The salsa went down the wrong way. You got to explain yourself.
Is that COVID? It's a cracker.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of cracker?
Saltine
with a lot of salt.
How about the black pepper? Little Triscuits. Have you had those?
The Triscuits?
I haven't had those.
Those make me cough all the time. As soon as I put it in my mouth. Because they're flaky and they got the black pepper and it goes to the back of your throat.
Did you muffle your cough or was it a full-on
cough? That sounds like a kidnapping. Did you muffle your cough?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hell, that's what you try to hide it nowadays,
so,
right?
So I
put your face up to the mic.
You try to hide it nowadays, don't you? You try to muffle your cough so it's not out loud.
I did. You know what? I pressed my lips together real tightly, and I coughed.
The muffled cough. Exactly.
Why?
Because you don't want anybody to know you're coughing.
Hey, Cobra knows.
Cobra? But people are scared to cough. And so you shouldn't be afraid to cough.
But you know what, man?
And sneeze.
I was sneezing in my car because the sun was so bright, you know, and I sneeze when the sun's bright. And then I fucking started looking around and shit. And like, is somebody fucking looking at me thinking
Wait. You sneeze
in the car.
Because the sun is bright.
Don't you look into a bright like light and sneeze?
No.
No. Because it hurts my eyes.
The fucking bright lights makes me sneeze.
You like
pain. That's strange.
You like pain though, Leo.
Yeah. I've gotten beat a few times. Yeah.
Okay.
In the dark.
No, was it just allergies? Is it allergies?
No, it's not allergies. It's just a fucking bright light.
That's okay.
Bright lights make you sneeze.
Bright lights. Big UFOs make me sneeze.
Hey, have you ever seen a UFO?
No. Honestly, no. I wish I would.
Wait. That was a pause there. There was a pause. Well, when you start your sentence with honestly no, that means yes.
You know what? I want to say no. I was in between San Antonio and Houston, and I thought I saw one, but I really haven't. I can't say I have.
What was it? You don't know.
I have no idea. I don't think it was a UFO.
You seen a UFO?
No, I don't believe in them.
I do.
UFOs? You don't believe in UFOs? How about Bigfoot?
UFOs?
Yeah, UFO. That's what it says. No. Unidentified flying object.
You know what?
If you identify, is it just an FO?
An FO? It's an EFO.
You know, they just took a recent picture of what they think, and they're saying it's a real Bigfoot. It's just like last couple of weeks.
What?
Yes.
I love that shit. Yes. I'm all about it. Because I grew up in Washington State. My dad was stationed in Fort Lewis. Bigfoot sightings all the time. Come on.
Man, come on. With all the technology now, you can put fucking cameras on trees and shit.
No,
you can't
no.
get a real picture of a Bigfoot.
Have you been deep in the woods like in Montana or Wyoming?
I've been to Montana.
Okay, wait. There's thousands of acres. You don't know what's up there.
So is the Loch Ness Monster also real?
Loch Ness. Oh, Ness.
But, you know, come on. Let's go back to the Bigfoot. Oh, yes. Don't Bigfoot fucking reproduce?
Yeah.
There's probably a whole generation of Bigfoots running around.
And they're hiding from everybody.
They're not that smart.
They're hiding from Cobra K.
We're not that smart. We're not this. Fucking Cobra's in the studio.
Maybe they're scared of people coughing.
All I know is, like, you can't cough in public now because people will look at you. And I don't wear a mask.
I agree.
So they're going to look at me even more dirty.
I agree with the cough. You know,
I cover my mouth. Absolutely. In fact, I put it in my elbow.
I use my hands and then put my hand back on the cart. I don't give a shit. What am I going to do?
I'm going to cough in my mouth and give you a high five. Hey.
Come here.
Hey.
Come here, my son. Come on, son.
Pay for your groceries with the money that you just...
Yeah. Cash. Cash.
Yeah, you had a bunch of $1 bills. Do you know what happened to me
at
H-E-B?
Well, no. I had a little more than $1 bills. That was a backside.
Okay, so Leo gave me some cash to buy the ranch waters, and I had some cash. So I went to the self-help, which I think is bullshit. Like, they should pay me.
I hate that.
But it was the shortest line. And the lady's like, oh, the total's $20. And I'm like, I got some ones. She had to put $1 bill in at a time.
That's funny.
And then it stopped at 18 because the bill was folded. And
hey, that's club money, baby.
If you only knew where those ones were before you put them in that machine.
Oh, man.
In that G-string. I'll leave it at that.
God, you're so sick. So sick, bitch. Okay. That's why you're on the show.
Hey, what was the name of that cigar bar?
Excalibur.
And Cheetahs. I'll leave it at that.
Cheetahs and Excalibur?
I didn't go to Cheetahs.
Who thinks of these names?
That's a good question.
Some dude. I don't know.
We shall call it Cheetah.
Los Cheetahs.
They're going to cheat you real good.
Out of your money.
Yeah.
You know what? Going back to the cough, you know, I kind of find myself like, if you're like in public and you like have a cracker saltine cough, you almost have to like explain yourself to the person next to you. It's not COVID.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking cough.
Yes.
I got a cracker in my fucking neck.
That's bullshit.
And who's a cracker in your neck? No. I don't know. Maybe it's Cobra. I don't know.
Okay, so one day we're going to have some kind of shit virus where you fart. You're like, oh, it's a gas. It's just
a cracker gas.
It's Taco Bell. I mean, really.
I've been exposed.
I mean, it's getting pathetic.
It's getting stupid.
It's getting, there you go. You know what? I need a t-shirt that says, it's getting stupid.
That's actually a good t-shirt.
I'm not joking. It's getting stupid. Everything's getting stupid. Because now people look at you, and I feel like they're reading my mind. They want to say, hey, why aren't you wearing a mask? Hey, because I don't have to. Because in Texas, you don't have to wear a mask, mm-hmm. Okay?
I'm not wearing underwear.
I don't wear underwear either, Leo, but that's different.
Well, that's sometimes. Just depends.
And there goes
Cobra.
Plus 5,000 followers.
I can't get a listener.
You will never get a follower again.
No, she's going up in followers.
You're a panty loss.
I fucking lost followers. And I'm going not even commando, being followed.
Right? That's what they call
you
it.
You get commando?
Commando.
I didn't know what going commando means.
That's what I've heard.
Who thought of that word?
Commandos.
Maybe they didn't have underwear, the commandos.
We're going commando.
They had one. They didn't think about it.
Anyway, so yeah, the coughing thing. It's happened to me in a grocery store. It's happened to me in a coming out of a women's bathroom. I sneezed and coughed. And it's like, you feel like, oh, I'm okay. I'm healthy. I just sneezed.
Well, maybe you didn't have the vaccine.
But what happens when you hear somebody cough?
I don't give a shit.
I do the same care, shit. Right? It's like, no, care. I do this. I'm like, dude, are you sick?
No, you just.
Motherfucker, get away. There's the exit door. I'm going the opposite way.
You know what? If I hear somebody cough, I just like fart. I'm like, hey, let's come out, twinsies.
Let me counteract this motherfucker.
Counteract it.
So do you walk around the person? Like, say they're walking in front of you and they cough. Do you purposely walk?
Have you ever seen that face on Facebook or Instagram where they just look at you like you're fucking crazy? Mm-hmm. That's me.
Yeah.
You just cough.
Do you picture like, what was the Peanuts character? The dirt
the penis
guy?
Character?
No, not the penis. God. The Peanuts.
Special Ed. Okay.
The Peanuts.
Pigpen.
Pigpen. Oh, so he'd have that cloud. So I imagine somebody coughing and there's the cloud behind
him. Now, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you. If you look like a pretty healthy guy, healthy woman, and you're coughing to sneeze, I'm okay.
Right.
But if you look like a crack whore,
really?
Like
you or even a sickly person.
You look like a sickly person, really, and you're coughing, I'm not going to go around you. I'm going to like avoid you. Like I'm going to back up. Am I judging? Yeah, I am judging.
I think you are.
I am judging.
But that's okay. I'll do the same thing.
Is it worse to cough in the pharmacy area versus the frozen food aisle? Or
which next to the fish?
How about in the vegetables, man?
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Why don't you just sneeze on the cilantro and put it back?
Sneeze on my lettuce.
Lettuce. Sneeze here.
This shit's going to go on my bologna sandwich.
Who eats bologna? But they still make bologna?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm serious, dude. I mean, it's been years.
I grew up on that shit. I'm still growing up on that shit.
Okay. Have you ever had a mayonnaise sandwich?
No.
Like there's no fucking meat. You just put mayonnaise on each side of the bread.
Gross.
No,
dude,
I've
been there.
You know what we did? We didn't have the money for the meat.
No.
We waited for the neighbors to get paid. And then we asked them for fucking $20. I'm serious.
I know that. I remember you telling me a story.
We were there.
You was there.
So we never had mayonnaise sandwiches. We had bologna sandwiches.
I had mayonnaise sandwich.
I don't know if I had it that bad. No. But I know there was some times when
Miracle Whip, yeah.
I had popcorn.
That good shit.
Popcorn?
Popcorn and his fucking bread?
Popcorn? No bread. Just
popcorn. I thought it was popcorn and bread. I thought we're making sandwiches.
No.
How about peanut butter on a tortilla?
Ooh. Never.
Never?
Oh, my God. I'm spilling all my stuff. We didn't have any bread one time. We were out of bread, but we had tortillas.
That was some serious protein.
Because it puts some peanut butter on the tortilla.
That's really Mexican.
People are like, what's that? What's a tortilla?
It's a peanut butter tortilla.
It's a tortilla. Oh, God.
Did you sandwich it together, or did you actually fold it up like a taco?
That's a good question.
You know what? I think I just folded it. I was a kid. I probably just folded it.
No, you know what we did? We did tortillas, butter, and salt.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Yeah, but that's still good today.
That's still good today. Yeah. Like,
but no peanut butter.
I did a
peanut
butter.
What? You know what? Peanut butter was expensive. So we didn't have peanut butter.
Peanut butter? Oh, man. Yeah. No, I had peanut butter on that. So.
No, we didn't have peanut butter.
No, we did that. So back to the cough thing and the sneezing thing. Do you guys, like, you use your elbow? Like, I've always taught my kids sneeze.
No.
What the hell do you do?
No, I use
the elbow.
I literally use my hand because, I mean, growing up, that's all you know.
I use the elbow, and out in public, I over-exaggerate it so everybody can see I'm using the elbow.
Right, the elbow movement.
No, I literally just use my hand and then wipe it on my pants.
Oh, shit.
And then I go home and wash them, and I said, fuck it, they didn't see me.
But we never thought twice about doing that in public.
No.
Now everybody's, like, paranoid, or at least, I mean, kind of.
All the hipsters are running around saying, use your elbow.
What's a hipster? Tell me. Educate me on that word.
The little snowflakes, man.
Little snowflakes.
Yeah, little fucking little just burning up in space.
And the 5,000 listeners she just gained are just they're just
gone. They're like, God, that guy's an asshole. We're not going to listen to him.
You know what, man? I got, 791? I started with, 798. I don't give a shit.
You know what? I'm only here to... I got about maybe 25 summers left in my life. I'm really one of those realists. So what am I going to leave behind?
Damn, that's deep.
It is deep.
25 summers
I got about
left.
25 summers left in my life. 25. Maybe 29. So I don't give a shit no more. I'm not going to be an asshole, but if you don't like me, I don't care anymore. That's it.
Sharon, but you know what? I completely agree. If a little fucking hipster gets his little ass... get all wound up because I said, you know what, you're a little fucking snowflake. Big fucking deal.
Yeah. We need to toughen up, man. I think people are...
We're
not tough anymore. And you need to be tough to get... You know who survives? Remember the Darwinism, only the strong survive? That is so real. Yes, there's depression. Yes, you have anxiety. Yes, you have
these things. A lot of that shit, you know, also, it's also brought up...
Yeah.
It's... not made up, but it's promoted. Let me put it that way.
It is.
It's fucking promoted. And you're like, oh my gosh, he's right. You know what? Toughen up. We would, with the fucking generation we got down, this is just me. And don't get Sharon on this. We wouldn't win World War II
with this
fucking mentality right now.
No, we don't. No.
And I'll leave it at that. And the cough. Again.
The cough.
Go back to the cough,
back
Cobra.
Back to the cough. We got to circle back, Cobra K.
I mean, the cough. I don't know. I think the sneeze is worse than the cough.
Dude, we haven't even started with the sneeze.
Oh, that's right.
You start fucking sneezing.
Okay. Have you ever had to sneeze and like hold it in?
No.
Yes.
Fuck no.
Okay. He said fuck no, but you have. I have too.
Of course.
I'm going to sneeze into my hand and then wipe it on my pants.
Yeah, but you gotta muffle it like the cough, I say.
But
that's
again,
kidnapping.
Because I'm not a mask wearer. In fact, today, everybody that came into the studio, because we're in the studio, everybody had a mask. I'm like, I ain't wearing a mask.
Really? Everybody came in with a mask?
Everybody came in with them. Well, I take it back.
It's interesting.
I take it back. There's some friends. I'm working on a piece of artwork for Mario.
Nice.
He came in with his entourage. He always comes in with the coolest people. Like six of them, five of them, and they don't have their mask. And we all talked about stuff, and we'll leave it at that. But no, they were the only ones. Everybody else had a mask on.
Well, good for them.
Unless you mandate me with a damn mask, like the doctor's office or whatever, I'm going to wear a mask, and I'll just go with it. I'm not going to buck the system like that. But if I don't have to mask up and restrict my breathing, I'm not going to do it.
No, but that's now. What about in 2020?
It was horrible.
Oh, last year? Last year.
Yeah,
was
did you wear a mask
show.
Everywhere or did you
I had to. I mean it was
now I stopped going to places that made me wear a mask.
It was a law.
Bingo. Exactly.
So like
it was a
my
law.
Favorite store at Costco, they made you wear a mask. I stopped going. Okay, fine. I won't go in there.
Well
anymore.
Now what they're gonna start asking you is to show proof of your passport, of your vaccine, or a negative COVID test. Okay, here's my question. Why didn't you do that for the flu?
The flu was non-existent last year. They had no cases.
But in the past, the flu was so bad. No, get your flu shot. Get your flu shot.
I'm being sarcastic.
Okay, so...
That's my point.
It's like now, okay. So,
You have a million COVID cases and zero flu cases. What the fuck?
I don't believe in the passport either.
No, fuck no.
No,
I don't. Why?
I'm not going to go to any concerts if they're asking me to show that.
Correct.
I'm not going to go to any place like that. I'm just not doing it. There's no reason. Why should I have to go take a negative test? Hey, you have herpes? I see your negative herpes test. Herpes is contagious. Mm. You know that is a very bad virus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the stats. If I had my laptop in front of me, I could give that to you. But look up herpes.
You know what they'll say? They'll say, well, herpes doesn't kill you.
No.
That's what they're going to say.
Oh, why are you missing your bottom lip?
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
That's disgusting, man.
You're like, okay, we went from... Okay, yeah, but yeah, herpes. But you know what? True. Herpes could kill you.
It could, potentially. But that's what the other side's going to say. But it doesn't matter. It's a free country. You don't ask me for anything.
Is it a free country?
Well, no. It's debatable.
It's debatable to this point.
It's a free Texas.
Cobra knows.
Cobra guy knows. Hey, you know what though? Texas was, I think we still have an exit in the Constitution. We're one of the few states that can actually.
So I really had to research that one day because I hear that same.
Is it argument. Wrong? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll admit
Two
it.
Two-thirds of the United States would have to agree. So they're saying it's impossible.
You can't exit.
Yeah. So you'd have to get 2/3 of vote from the other 49 states that let you leave.
So we're just going to have to fight it out.
Which I'm fine with too, you know. If you want to fight Texas, let's go.
Come and take it?
Come and take it.
Hey, man, we just bought another gun.
Hey.
We did.
That's what I say about Mexico when they say we stole Texas. Well, if you want it back, come get it.
Come and take it. That's what that logo. And
the Mexicans ain't going to like that.
Well,
no, they're all coming
over
here. Oh,
well, it is what it is. They're already here.
Well, let's go back to the cough.
Yeah, the cough.
Because we...
what aisle were you in?
What aisle?
When you coughed.
Oh, man, where was I? Oh, you know what? I was in the...
the soup aisle?
In the beer aisle.
I was in the beer aisle.
Oh, she's just a...
just an alcohol. I'm just getting some alcohol. No,
shit.
Yeah.
I'm in the ranch water aisle. Fuck this.
Oh, my God. This stuff's sneaky. Did you like it?
I do like it.
I need another one, but I don't want to leave.
No, go. You're
How
perfectly
How far are you
going
to go?
I'm afraid of leaving because I might miss out on something or something.
I can be a good hostess and go get you one. You guys can continue talking about...
No, you stay because you're the professional. I'm not.
You're special.
I'll be right back.
You'll be right back. I say. Do you need another one, too?
I am fine. Thank you.
You're good. Wait, tell us about the bourbon you were drinking, because you were drinking bourbon.
Well, it was scotch.
Oh, shit, it was scotch?
It was scotch. I'm a bourbon guy, but he's a scotch guy.
I don't know how in the... I can't do that stuff. My husband does that. He likes to drink bourbon, too, with Leo. I can't do that.
My gosh. I love that bourbon conversation, because I know when we were out and about, we were at a cigar place, and he introduced me to Eagle Rare, and of course I'm hammered. And
that's
I'm
a
like,
good story.
Dude, this is really good stuff. So then the waitress comes back, and I'm like, hey, give me another glass of this Eagle 1000. So I renamed Eagle Rare to Eagle 1000.
Okay,
so
in your mind, where did you come up with that word? Eagle 1000.
Because I heard Eagle, and that's all I heard, and then I made up the 1000 because it sounded good.
Eagle 1000
sounds like a jet fighter or some shit.
Were you with
down.
Your friend? Were you with him?
Yes.
But we were all there.
Yes.
It was the ambiance of the cigars and all this shit going on right now. And
was Cheetah there?
Cheetah was next door.
Next door,
dude. What's in between cheetahs?
You just looked. Did you see the look on his face just now?
No. No. I'm saying what was it between cheetahs? Remember we ended up after
The dugout.
So the plan was this. We're going to get hammered at Excalibur.
Nobody's coughing at the cigar.
Nobody's
bar.
Coughing.
Oh, my God. No one's coughing
Everybody's
either.
Good. We're just...
Okay, so you can't... No masks.
No masks. You can't. Unless you put a fucking hole in the mask.
And that was in one of those...
I'm being facetious.
No,
okay,
I know.
Okay.
So then the plan was, okay, after Excalibur, you know, we'll go have something to eat. At
The dugout.
So
that was the plan.
So the plan went as planned. Everybody said their highs and high buys and high fives and shit. So we end up at the dugout, and I'm like, okay, let's sober up.
Yes. How do you do that?
By eating.
Yeah. Speaking of eating, that's all I have is chips over there.
So what happens after that, Cobra?
And y'all are going to have to continue because I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
You're not going to leave us here.
I have to leave you here. Y'all are going to man
Doesn't
it.
Doesn't this pause or something?
Okay. Let's pause.
The boys want to pause because, but this is why I have you special.
Okay. Don't pause. Don't pause. Don't pause.
But I do want to hear about.
But I want
the dugout.
I want you to hear about the dugout.
You'll be like, doo, 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 doo. Okay. I can pause it, and I will, and then we'll continue. But it won't be the same.
Why?
Well, let's just have a conversation.
This is new to me, so
yeah, talk about that. Me. I'm fast.
Okay. You're good.
I'm gonna cough and pee. I'll be right back.
Hey, Cobra, my thing is this.
Yes.
If you go into a place before midnight, shouldn't they have a kitchen open?
If they have a kitchen on a weekend, it should be open.
That's my point.
Yes, you're
so,
correct.
So my point is, we have plans.
Correct.
We're next door. It's not like the Excalibur showed up yesterday and said, we're going to open up and, you know, we're going to have a bunch of smokers, drunkards show up. And, you know, they might end up at the dugout afterwards because those motherfuckers don't have no food.
It was extremely strange, being that I've been there before, that I never noticed that they shut down the kitchen at before midnight.
And you know, and you sit there and you're like, okay, this is the plan. We're going to sober up and go get some grub. And everybody's going to be good. And we show up there and like, oh, the kitchen's been closed. And I'm thinking, dude, what the fuck are we going to do at this point?
I will agree that a place that's open till 2 a.m. and has a kitchen, maybe shut down at 1:30? 30 minutes before closing?
Or maybe 1. But this is the other ironic thing that I've always questioned, especially having this conversation. Did you ever hear anyone cough in there?
No, I don't remember anybody coughing in there.
I remember somebody fucking talking so fucking much. But let's wait to Sharon on this. But I've always had the problem with, if we're going to be open, let's open and at least have a finger food.
Yeah, I mean, that place
a
is
nachos
right. That place is a bar food. You don't have to cook me a steak and baked potato. But
to make me happy, just show me a fucking taco.
Throw some bagel bites in the oven.
Bagel bites and some what do you call those mini hot dogs?
Vienna sausages.
The fucking Vienna sausage. Open it up and light
just
to me.
Just a little can. Throw
just,
it out there.
Just lie to me, dude. Put it over the burner.
Do you think that Sharon's gonna laugh at this when she hears it?
Do you remember that that devil fucking meat back in the day, where you put it over the flame? Yeah. And cook it and throw it on the bread.
I know what you're talking about.
Poor kid's fucking meat. That was my meat. I put that shit on the flame.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't want to tell the story about the dugout before you got here.
No, but first,
I'm back.
I need to know, are you going to listen back to this and be like, what the hell are they talking about?
Well, because you're new. Okay, yeah. I never edit. So I think that's one of the secret sauces.
That's really cool.
If I mess up, you can't fix it.
No, she's not. She can't fix it, but she won't.
I won't. I don't have
because
time.
You're Cobra. You're the fucking snake.
He's a Cobra Kai.
Am I Cobra like the Cobra snake. Kai, or am I Cobra like from G.I. Joe?
No, you're fucking Cobra
G.I.
like a
Joe.
Snake.
I had a G.I. Joe.
Cobra was the.
You got the big fucking head, so you're Cobra.
You got a cool T-shirt. I would wear that.
Well, why, like,
I got
why Smokey, are we calling her Smokey?
Smokey the Bear. With boobs. Oh, my God, I got salsa.
Because she's not Smokey. She runs this shit.
You can't take me anywhere. I've gone out with Leo before. We've gone out as friends, and it's embarrassing.
Did we go?
I'm embarrassed.
We had that. The last podcast, did we go to that
We went and ate chips and salsa. No. Il Big.
No. That was before that. The Vietnamese food. What was it?
Oh, here. They got the soup.
I don't do Vietnamese food.
No, it was actually okay.
It was okay. It was really
I'm a meat and potatoes
it was
guy.
It wasn't duck.
No, this was good. It was cats? Chicken.
What was it?
Pho. Fuck you. We had pho.
It was. I tried a chicken and rice or some shit.
It was good. It was really good. So we did that. But you guys are going to continue the party after this because I got to head out. But we're going to. Yes, are you are. Talking about? What were you talking about? What, Cheetah?
Did he call?
Oh, the dugout.
No, nobody calls.
No, she means after she's done.
Oh. Well, after here, I mean, I got stuff to do tomorrow in the morning. Y'all got to probably go home until 4 in the morning.
We're going to fucking go out. We're just getting started.
Have you ever been out with him? I have, and it's like, Greg. I have. Uber. You got an Uber. When you go out with Leo, you Uber.
We learned that lesson.
We don't even want to start with that shit because you don't want to incriminate yourself. Let's leave it
you
at that.
You learned a lesson with
We'll talk off the air on that motherfucker.
We need one.
Well, you can't remember from here to there, but from there to here.
You know what? You should start your own podcast.
No.
You should call it Off the Mic.
No.
Oh, here. This is for you. I brought you a fresh one right here. This is a watermelon.
Did you cough on it?
Put some salt in that motherfucker.
No, I didn't.
It makes it better. Anyway.
But aren't they good?
Dude, they're delicious.
They're pretty good.
Well, he said pretty good. We're like delicious. What's wrong with us?
Because they haven't snuck on his ass yet.
I'm a bourbon guy.
What? What's the difference between this and agave?
Bourbon.
So before you go about Cheetah, what made you start bourbon? Because that's something like I'm thinking you got a drinking problem when you have drinking.
We never
bourbon.
Went to Cheetah.
With the cheetah and the
and no, the dugout.
Oh, the dugout. Okay, so dugout, but bourbon. What made you start drinking bourbon?
It was the most American whiskey I could figure out to drink instead of drinking.
I like that.
Some foreign stuff.
But it's been brewed or not brewed, fermented or made in like the 1700s.
Yeah, just like wine in France.
Well, the only real requirement for it to be called bourbon is it's 51% corn and it has to be in new oak barrels.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's some deep shit.
I didn't make the rules.
Did you cough in the barrel?
He sneezed.
He sneezed.
That costs extra.
You cough extra. Give some flavor. Okay, so I just was curious about bourbon.
Let's go back to the dugout. What happened in the dugout?
Oh, yeah.
We leave Excalibur. Yes. And we're all excited.
Okay, well, what's Excalibur?
Excalibur's the cigar bar.
Okay, cool.
It's whiskey, bourbon, cigars. It's a manly thing, right?
Okay, cool.
Cool. So you're like, the plan is, okay, we're going to go here, drink, and sober up at the dugout. They're open until 2. It makes sense, right? The plan's working as planned. And what happens?
They told us the kitchen was closed. Yes, and your face says everything. If your only your listeners could see your face, like, what?
What?
Place closes it before they're... Their kitchen closed.
No, maybe they were done. Maybe the guy just like, I'm out of here.
No, they were packed.
But we were pretty intoxicated. And one of us more so than the other.
Not me.
Yeah. And so somebody started getting a little rowdy about
No. Let's go back.
Okay.
We had to order Cokes.
Oh, yeah. Let's sober up.
We ordered Cokes. We ordered Cokes to sober up.
Wait a minute, Coca-Cola.
As if that was going to help us.
Right, so we're sitting there.
Cokes and water. We got water also.
With lemon.
I love Coke, lemon. Water, and lemon.
Wait, lemon with Coke? Are you in Mexico?
No, lemon no, with no, water. No.
Lemon water, no. One glass, and Coke in the other.
We're stateside.
Okay, so you got a Coke to sober up.
Right.
Because they're kind of like, these guys are drunk. We're not going
to... No, we asked for fucking Cokes.
Because we didn't have know what else to do.
So we couldn't go anywhere.
I said, let's just sit here and see if we can sober up.
So we're sitting there waiting for the Cokes.
Correct.
And someone behind me just had like an extra loud voice.
Oh, shit.
So what did I say?
So all of a sudden he starts going, I wish this motherfucker would just shut the fuck up.
Ah, oh, that's so you. That is so you. Oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
Like, hey.
Hey.
Easy. Like, if we get in a fight, okay, I'll back you up. But let's try to avoid the whole fight together so we don't even have to worry about it.
So we sucked down the fucking Cokes.
Did they say anything and they heard you say that?
No, they didn't say a fucking thing.
No, the guy didn't say nothing. It was kind of loud in there, but he was louder
than the loudness.
Than the loudness. So I don't know how he would have missed it, but, or maybe they were just like, "Oh, this guy."
Okay, I have a similar story. I was hanging out with my brother, and we were partying, and the bar closes at 2, right? So we're like, "Okay, we're drunk. Let's go to Whataburger drive through." So we go to classic Whataburger drive through. Who roll down the window and you take your order.
Was it onion rings or just fries?
No, it was a whole, like, a number one, you know.
A burger, not breakfast.
It's like a number one with no onions.
Okay? Fucking number one, water size that motherfucker.
Oh, it's good. But the people behind us had some shitty music. I'm not going to tell you what kind. Well, I tell you what kind.
No, you don't have to tell
It us. Was just shitty music. It was shitty. And I'm drunk. So I'm like, I got out of the car. And I go over there. I'm like, "Hey, can you turn that shit off? Because this is not good." And my brother is like, "Get your ass back in the car." And the lady's like, "Is that how? Will that complete your order?"
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, it was crazy. Got back in the car and we got our hamburgers and left. But
so you, it's kind of like food. He just wanted his food.
Yeah, but it's like you telling somebody he's talking too loud.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said it just like that. "I wish this motherfucker would just shut the fuck up. He's talking too much."
Dude, he's like
right behind you.
Chair, yeah, they were back to back
against me.
Well, was it an old man that was talking loud? No. I mean, what was it? Who?
I don't know. I didn't even look at him. I just knew they were fucking.
Okay, so that was the dugout.
Correct.
And then what happened after that?
Well, you don't want to know.
Oh, I do.
We
made it home.
Did you guys eat at the dugout?
That's.
No.
Yes. No, not at the dugout.
Did you go to Whataburger?
Oh, my gosh.
That was what I said earlier, Luna Burrito, which you didn't catch on.
Oh, my gosh, Luna Burrito.
Okay, so you leave the dugout because there's no food. You get the Coca-Cola drink to sober up.
Yes.
You tell the guy to shut the fuck up because he's too loud.
We go to Luna Burrito. But how about the story before that at Luna Burrito?
Oh, well, yeah, it's all one giant story.
Dude, we go to
And y'all are not little guys. Y'all are big guys.
We go to Luna Burrito, and I tell this motherfucker, "All right, we're gonna get two orders."
Right.
So we go and order two orders, and I make it very specific because I'm driving. I like two orders. So we get up to the window to pay.
Two separate payments, ma'am.
Two payments, ma'am.
This is two separate orders, two separate payments.
I got the fucking tacos and the burrito. You got the fucking cheese enchiladas.
Yeah.
So we get up to the window.
You remember that, but you don't remember other things?
So we go up, and the lady's like, "Oh, it'll be $11.95 for the first order." So I pull out a lot of money.
Oh, God, $1 bills?
No, and start paying her. And then she's like, "The second order is $12.95. I'm paying her with the same lot of money.
No, it's worse than that. He's not even doing it justice.
Okay, so you
should. Okay, tell her how it is.
Okay, so we decide we're going to pay in cash because we don't want to use our cards because we don't really know the area. We didn't want to give our card.
Expose ourselves.
Right. So we pay in cash for the first order.
The $11 order.
Yes.
Okay.
Right? So she brings back the change. So the change off of whatever we gave her, a 20 or something. So we got like $9.
Oh, yes. I remember this now.
So then my order is like $10.95. And so he's trying to pay her, and he's like, "Well, that's all we got in the same change that she just gave. Why did we make two orders, two separate?"
Oh, my God.
So what do you do?
So I have to go. I hide money. So I went to the trunk. I went to the trunk. I'm like, "Listen, I hide cash just in case. I don't know. I hide cash."
It's a pet peeve.
Okay, cool.
So I'm in the trunk. I'm like, "Hey, open the trunk." He can't find the trunk button.
Dude, you got to pop the button on the side.
Dude, but that's the point. Because.
Is it a rental?
Yeah. No, it's a rental.
And you can't figure out where the fucking button is.
I'm just going to say it because we jump on certain people and, "Hey, open the fucking trunk now." And they won't do it quick. And I'm like, "Dude, I'm trying."
I'm all nervous. He goes, I'm nervous. Quit yelling at me.
He went from telling someone to shut the fuck up to, I'm nervous.
And finally we got the money out. And then I'm like, "Why did we order two separate orders, pay with the same cash?"
Dude, we laughed so fucking hard. We almost shit on ourselves.
It was bad.
What were you thinking?
Dude, we weren't thinking.
You weren't thinking. Was that the drinking? Was that the bourbon?
No, literally, that's the scary part.
You know what? I think y'all's brains are fried from the shit you do.
probably.
Probably. Yeah, like, okay. Dude, it was so funny, though.
I'm so
How hard did we laugh?
That was one of the best. Yeah.
And did you shit and go home? That was it?
Dude, we took that shit home.
I ate it, scarfed it down.
No, the night somebody.
The night we went to Luna's, the first conversation we had, I took that shit home. I ordered a Mexican Coke.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up in the morning on my back, half the Mexican Coke gone, half the enchilada still on the side with the TV on.
You don't remember what happened?
Don't remember.
Those are the best times, though. Oh, you got to think about it. I don't know, but you had to go to work in the morning. You probably feel like
No. Okay. Well, like, I timed it. I timed it right.
Okay.
I can't do that
shit.
We
didn't go to work that next day, did we? One of the days we did.
I don't think I did.
So tell me a good tequila story, because I have some, but I want to hear.
I don't have a tequila story.
Do you have tequila? Tequila's bad.
I used to like tequila until I got into bourbon. Then I really got into bourbon.
Tequila makes me really thirsty.
I think all alcohol makes you thirsty.
No, tequila's extra thirsty.
Like, really? Like, yes. Even in a margarita? Like,
yes. Margaritas make you really freaking thirsty.
What is it about that? I wonder how that's
made. Salt?
Yes. I think it's the salt.
I don't know. Because, I mean, I had my friend Casey Hartle on here. He's the CEO of Titanium Tequila. He told me how they make it. But, I mean, I don't know how they make bourbon.
I think tequila's like extra fucking dry or some shit. I don't know.
All I know is I went to a bachelorette party, and we had a lot of tequila. We had a lot of shots, and I went home, and I woke up with the toilet seat ripped off and the fetal position in my house, in my bathroom, with no clothes on. I mean, that's
pretty bad.
That's pretty bad. And no, I don't know what happened.
And no knowledge.
And no knowledge of even how I got home. I got dropped off. I know that, because it was a bus. It was, you know, when you're like, there's a party bus. You don't have to drink, you know. I don't even remember opening the door. I don't remember going
So who's
in.
Missing the toilet top?
It was my toilet. I ripped it
off.
Oh,
your toilet top.
In
okay.
my bathroom. I must have just...
Fell off?
I don't know, but I didn't even throw up. I don't even know what happened. I just yanked the toilet seat off in fetal position in the morning.
My gosh.
That's like a scary movie.
That's like blacking out on the highway.
Oh, I've never done that. Okay, there was a pause and a look. Okay. So back to the cough.
Yeah, I mean, the cough is horrible.
Nobody's coughing at the cigar shops.
Why not?
Everybody's smoking.
Yeah, so a cigar, and I have smoked cigars before, you do not inhale the smoke.
You do not inhale.
But the first time you smoke a cigar.
I see lots of people try it to inhale the first time.
And you're like, you can tell because you're like, oh my God, that's a newbie.
Yeah.
So what's the whole purpose of it? Because, I mean, I've gotten into it, but I never got, like, I don't crave
no,
it.
No, his buddy, like, he's like, you know what? I'm like, you know what, dude? I like the ambiance here and the smoke.
And it smells good. I like some
no,
cigars.
No, it's really,
smell,
really cool.
Really
you know,
sweet.
You're drinking, you know, mm-hmm. the good scotch, the bourbon, whatever. They're smoking the good cigars, and like, we'll teach you how to smoke. I'm like, well, you know, I've already done this shit once, and it made me sick.
Because he didn't do it correctly.
But I didn't do it correctly, but he... I guess there's a science behind it, I guess.
Did you teach him what's the correct way
no,
to
I didn't
smoke
do
a cigar?
It.
I don't like to force it on people. I actually enjoyed the fact that he, a lot of my friends who do not smoke cigars, they won't even go with me, but he goes. So I was like, well, I ain't going to force it on him. At least he's showing up. That's half the battle.
Right.
Yeah. I think the ambiance was great. I mean, the whole thing.
Well, cigar bars have always been famous or infamous for like, no, it's yeah, famous for like oh the just the velvet couches, the chairs, the,
yes.
the curtains,
yes.
right? Is that how it was inside?
The big chair,
oh, yeah,
yeah, that was cool.
It's comfy leather,
correct?
You gotta have leather and cigars and bourbon go together.
And then yes. his buddy almost broke that motherfucker's hand.
What?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember how he
I
got
don't
over
see
there.
How he did that? But
who broke whose hand?
No, he didn't break it, but he had a weak fucking wrist.
We don't know the exact story, but
all we did was turn around and he's holding him up, and then he's buying him a fucking cigar. I'm like, what happened? He's like, he had a weak wrist.
What?
And that was it. We didn't ask questions after that.
My buddy's a big jiu-jitsu guy, and I guess he tried to show him some kind of lock up or something,
and then it was like, boom,
and hurt the guy, and then he felt really bad for hurting him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hurt you, but you're still my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though he just met him, yeah.
That sounds like some weird shit.
It was some weird shit. Because literally, I remember having an Eagle 1000, looking back and seeing him over there, and he's like apologizing. Then he's like, just get him the best cigar, buy him a cigar, it's on me.
I wonder if there's going to be people listening who are like, Eagle 1000, like real bourbon drinkers who are like, what the hell is Eagle 1000?
Well, the Eagle 1000 is actually Eagle Rare. Let's clear that up right now. Eagle Rare. But at the time, it was Eagle Rare
1000.
And all I thought was, all I heard was Eagle, and I thought it was Rare. And I said, you know what, man, Eagle 1000 sounds good. Just give me the 1000.
Okay, you doing good? Here's another one. Okay. We're about to kill it with the... Oops.
Aren't you supposed to take some of these home?
I was, but it ain't happening now.
How far are we into this?
We are like a little bit over half an hour, so we're
good. Oh, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
We're okay, good. Okay. We are very good.
But you know, it feels like over an hour. It's weird. Because, you know, in the past, we've done like 57 minutes. Like, dude, it feels like 10 minutes.
10 minutes. I don't know what happened. I think, you know, I'll be honest. I think what it is, and I know it...
Time has slowed down because of the alcohol.
There's certain topics that we want to discuss, but we know we can't be for certain reasons, and we'll just leave it at that. Not that we're afraid of them, but we just can't. But going forward, I just, you know what? I just want to wish everybody some good juju vibes, whatever stress you're going through, whatever, you know, things you're going in your head, in your mind, in your life. I mean, I really just want to wish you well and some love and some peace.
This was fun. I mean,
it's always fun to be here in the studio.
I like being back. I mean, it's. I think the last podcast.
The last and it podcast, has an Eagle 1000.
The Eagle 1000 was great.
Y'all, okay? For anyone's listening, they don't know what the Eagle 1000 is. A podcast.
I've already explained that it's Eagle Rare. I named it Eagle 1000 after I fucking didn't remember what Eagle Rare was, but.
But I like podcast.
The podcast. Okay, you're gonna burn me on that.
I'm gonna burn you like that. Ride me special, on that motherfucker. Special edition.
I am special ed.
That's why I'm saying this is my special ed.
Don't call me Leo Phoenix anymore. Just address me as special
ed. Special ed podcast.
Fucking retard.
And I have a podcast guest with my special ed.
His name is Cobra.
Cobra. Cobra Kai.
With the TH.
Cobra Kai. I sound like South Park. I like Cobra Kai. You ever watch South Park?
What's one of the podcast number? Jesus.
You're done.
Okay, South Park.
I love South Park.
One of their names.
Oh, that's yours.
What's it? Cartman?
Cartman's hilarious. He's Cartman's, the little brown.
Dude, I told my son, he was going to Miami for a wedding. And somebody took a picture from behind him, and he had the little cap in the backpack. I'm like, look like fucking Cartman getting on the plane.
You know how long South Park's been around?
15 years?
No, dude. Probably, dude, I mean, 1991. No, I'm thinking at least 25 years.
Before the cars. No, I think it's like 20.
20 years? It's been around for a
bit.
It's
been a long time. Those dudes are making some money now.
Oh, but they're hilarious. And they make fun of everybody and everything. And I just love it.
So. Well, you know, there's one subject they're not allowed to touch. Muhammad.
Why?
It's just they're not allowed to touch that. That's the honest truth.
I didn't watch.
You never watched?
I like South Park.
I mean, I've seen a few episodes, but I never really got into it.
So, they're fucking stupid.
They're fucking hilarious stupid. You know what? My IQ drops a little bit, and I allow it to happen just a little
What's
bit.
What's an IQ?
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. It's a cobra.
It's a cobra podcast. And special ed.
Is that a snake?
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. You're in for a treat. Well, you know him probably more than I do, but he's hilarious.
Oh, way back in the fucking day. I remember way back in the day, like, what, 17 years ago?
So how long have y'all known each other? Like
18, 19?
We've known of each other, but we've, like, not, like, hung out. But
right.
We've been to a lot of fucking places together.
Correct.
And the shit show has been there, so... Yeah. Mm. Let's just leave it at
that. Let's leave it at that. Okay. Well, hey, so I put up a little post the other day. It was really positive. It was like 5 seconds to revitalize yourself. And what it was
an IV?
You ready? You're right. Yeah, right. Give me that.
Of ranch water.
We're going to need IV.
You like him now, don't you?
An IV of ranch water.
He's kind of he's liking him now.
Dude, ranch water sneak. He's a sneaker.
It is a sneaker. What's better, this or the cranberry Ed?
Man, that deep Eddie. Oh, man, that fucking Vetter is fucking sneaky.
You feel like you're drinking Kool-Aid.
I'm just like
Kool-Aid. You remember Kool-Aid?
Yes.
Okay, cherry Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid and cheese.
My favorite.
Okay. Imagine drinking that, and then you're drunk like in 20 minutes.
Oh, and then we're eating Sprees.
And then we're eating Sprees
candies.
We're
sugared up.
What's our Sprees?
The candies I got in my studio, the little
candies. I'm crunching on them. So. Well, you know,
I threw them like on here, and like she's eating them all. She's
like,
they're like,
they all taste the same. I'm like, no, they don't. The red are the best. Remember that?
But there were no more.
They're
red
like sweet tarts, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But they're better.
They're really good. So back to the little thing, like how to revitalize yourself, less than 5 seconds. You ready? Okay, so close your mouth and breathe and smile. Didn't you feel better?
Absolutely.
I feel lightheaded.
Okay, I do that. I do that a lot during the day. I smile and that's how I go grocery shopping.
And then you cough.
And I cough.
And sneeze.
And everybody looks at you.
You're like, oh, lady. Oh, man, God.
H-E-B has like the best chicken burritos.
What?
Yes.
Frozen or in the deli?
No, they got the like where the chicken's at. But they're gone like really quick. So I go to the back by the deli and like, hey, dude, can you?
Yeah, he's frowning his eyebrows. I've never seen him, dude. What H-E-B are you going to?
The one you just went to.
In the Heights?
Yeah, they're really freaking good. I bought like four boxes of those time.
Oh, wait a minute. Boxes. Are they frozen?
No, they're not frozen. They're coming in a little, like the chicken.
Like prepared food.
Like the chicken.
Oh yeah. They do have
They're like $3.75 for four.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell the story that I wasn't going to tell.
Tell it.
So I'm at the grocery store, and there is a woman who is apparently
that story. Okay.
Okay, no, that's
let's do it.
Let's wrap that up with this story.
Wrap that motherfucker
up. We'll wrap it up because you know what? It's happening, and some people don't want to say anything. In fact, I was getting the ranch water right for the podcast. I'm over there get the chips and dip and whatever.
Love it.
And there's a lady who is apparently something's wrong. Mentally, something's wrong with her. I feel bad. She's on her phone, on speakerphone, on what do you call it when you do a FaceTime? She's FaceTiming and she is yelling and cursing and motherfucker, and is you making me look bad? I'm looking bad right now. She's just going on, and she's going down each aisle. Okay, the first time I passed her, I'm like, okay, poor lady, she's got something going on, whatever, I don't know. And then I go back down to the chip aisle, and by that time, she's coming down, and she's still going on loud.
Did she have Captain Crunch?
She don't have no Captain
no
Crunch.
No Captain Crunch. Okay, okay.
She needs something. Anyway, long story short, it was disturbing to the point where I'm like, this is concerning. Because usually I do ignore a lot of stuff.
What does she look like?
Probably about 40 to 50 years old. She was an African-American lady. She was a black lady.
Young buck.
And she had on a summer dress, flip-flops. I mean, she looked like, if you saw her, you're like, okay, it's a normal lady. But I felt bad because there was something wrong. And people were turning and they were looking. And then they would turn their head. And people were looking, and then they would turn their head, and they were looking. Like, you could tell, you could feel it.
It's not happening. That's what they were saying?
Yeah, they were, like, ignoring it. But you know something was going on. So I'm like, whatever. I go in line, and then I still hear her way down in the background. And I told the guy who's up there, he's like the manager. I'm like, hey, dude, I normally never complain. I don't. I go, I love your grocery store. No problem. But this is disturbing. I explained to him what I saw, what I heard, and blah, blah, blah. And he said, you know what? We'll look into it. We'll tell my manager. And I thought to myself, did I do the right thing? Did I do the right thing? And did I do the right thing? You know, I really, for about 25 seconds, I thought about it. Am I a tattletale?
You beat yourself up on that.
I did for about 25 seconds because, you know what? Nobody spoke up, but I could see it in their eyes, in their body language. They were uncomfortable, but I was the one that said something.
They were scared.
What are they scared of?
Saying something. That's the new generation. They're scared of a
Confrontation.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was afraid, like, I don't know this lady. I don't know if she decided I'm going to punch somebody or take a candle off the shelf and throw it at someone's head and crack their head open. I mean, I think of these things.
Was it a vanilla candle? Was she going to fucking light it up vanilla. First? No, like, I would have gotten pissed at that point.
Because you like vanilla.
I love vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla candles.
I think I left a vanilla candle on in my place tonight, so...
It's so funny. Anyway, so that happened. It was an odd situation. Again, I was thinking to myself, and I'm driving.
But she was yelling and cursing.
Oh,
and
it was really, like you could have heard her three aisles down. No, it was that bad.
That's
it was
out of control.
Like when you were telling the guy to shut the fuck up.
No, he was like fucking 2 centimeters from me. He was like,
excuse me. No, this was
touching my back.
This was the word is disturbing.
Three aisles is a long.
Yeah, you could see. I could still hear her. And I knew the other people could hear her.
Right.
But nobody's like, no, I didn't do nothing.
That's society today.
People won't say anything.
Unless it's happening in your living room, it's not happening.
Yeah, but that type of behavior is unacceptable.
It is, because you know what? Here's what I was thinking. If my kid was around, I would not want my kid... I don't care if my kid hears the language. He's already exposed to that language. Let's just face it. He already knows. He's 13. He knows all the bad words. But what I would be scared of, if this woman decided to just, I don't know, take something and hit people down the road. Right. It was just
a can of corn.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was just weird. And it's like, okay, if I don't speak up, who else is going to? And of course, I left right away. And here we are. But anyway, that was my story tonight. Yeah,
you got here quick. Love the wrench water.
Hey, this is Carbox. So Carbox, we're giving you a shout out. Hey, this one's full. Who's going to finish this one?
I think that you opened that up.
I did for y'all.
Like, you guys forget that I had scotch before, and you guys didn't even have scotch.
Wait, you had bourbon and scotch?
Yeah, Belvedere.
What's the difference? Well, no. Only he has scotch. I didn't have any bourbon tonight.
No,
he's a scotch drinker.
Balvenie. Right?
Yeah, Balvenie 15. Yeah.
What does that mean? I have no idea.
That's just the name brand.
That's a scotch, one cask.
Scotch is different than bourbon.
Yeah. Okay. So he had scotch. I had a shitload of branch waters.
Got it good.
And coffee.
Uber and coffee. Hey, so I'm going to put this out there. So, you know, my lease is coming up for this place already in October. I would love to find another place where I can continue the podcast and the art studio, but do a little bit more, because I have lavender joints. They're not marijuana. It's lavender. It's lavender. Lavender makes you calm down, so it's not legal or it's not illegal. But you know what? Like, to do a cigar. You know what? To do a cigar.
Oh, cigars would be great, yeah.
But we can't do that here.
No.
No, I was disappointed when I asked him, can I bring some cigars?
He's told you could. Cause
I brought them, but I can't smoke them.
There's places in downtown Houston we probably could sit outside.
But you know what? We could totally do a podcast. I mean, I have the little baby guy, but...
Do a vent. Vent that motherfucker. Put a hole in the roof.
Yeah, no.
I won't tell.
We all have to blow the smoke into a smoke.
You
going to
tell Shaniqua?
You going to tell? He goes, is a past cast?
It's a past cast.
Is it, what do you call it? Past cast?
Past cast.
No, TH. Past cast.
Oh, Lord. Hey, well, guys, thanks for coming in and puppy eye and kind of trimming it off.
She wants to go home.
Well, I don't have to, but I mean, any last words, any encouragement, anything you wanted to share? I mean, anything you want to say?
No, this Carver is my Kai? First time, so this is all new
to
me.
Did you like it?
It's actually pretty cool. I didn't think it was going to be this. I don't know, studio-ish. A word. It feels very studio-ish.
It is. You're in the studio.
Well, I don't know. I've never done it.
Come on, Cobra.
If you've never done it, how do you know you've done it before?
But it's a little corner.
Now you've done it.
I mean, it's a little corner. And it's cool. This used to be for sale. It is no longer for sale.
That thing is pretty neat. This is I've been cool looking piece. At that all night. Yeah.
You
the
like
headphones,
it?
Yes.
No. You're fucking sick, dude. You've been looking at that shit all night.
No, but...
Come on, man.
And a very like.
Come on.
I put the signature right here.
Oh, yeah. Now I see that.
No,
yeah.
This is a very cool... You've taken a few pictures with this. This is a good backdrop.
Yeah, I think it's going to be permanent. There's some things I want to expand on. I would like to.
What do you mean it's not for sale? So, like, if somebody offered you $10,000?
Now it's for sale.
Dude, I'll make a duplicate tomorrow, motherfucker.
Exactly, right?
Is a podcast picture?
Oh, a friend of mine once said that everything's for sale at a price. Everything.
Sharon, but, you know, I've told you, we've had discussions about this piece.
We have.
This was the original piece that kicked off everything else that you see over there.
It kicked off that.
With the edges.
Oh, yeah.
It kicked off.
Look at those over there. The ones on the wall.
On the walls. And actually, another one who's, it's not even here. It's yellow and purple. It's really Mario's picture. So I don't know. I don't know if I need to move downstairs to a bigger studio. I think
I like this one more. It has like a speaker right there.
Yeah. Actually, what happened, if you look at it, it's off-centered. So I kind of had to put something over here to the left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you did it well.
Well, thank you.
The thing is this, Sharon. I think this is a positive movement. I think you should stay with it. I think you're rolling in the right direction. And you can't stop it. It's something that's already moving.
Thank you.
And so, you know they make flavored cigars, right? So they have lavender cigars.
Ooh, we should go get some. We got about 30 seconds left on here because that'll give us an hour. But, I'm on to something.
I think we're good.
I think we're good. And I want to really say thank you for showing up,
Stay
man.
Positive. Move forward. I know the shit show is fucking out of control right now.
Mm-hmm.
The world's in chaos. It's upside down. But we can turn it upside right. I believe that. And we've seen it. Face first, believe me. But just keep with it, man.
It has. And we got exactly 60 seconds. You got any last?
Come on, Cobra. Give me something, baby.
No, other than thank you.
Hey, thank you for the Glenfiddich 18, brother. Thank you for
You're
that.
Welcome.
I love
You're
it. The knife I fucking gave you.
Don't let me forget the knife.
No, I'm not going to let you forget the knife.
Okay. Knives, guns, dogs, bourbon.
We could talk about that.
And girls.
And cheetah. Oh, my God, these guys.
Cheetos, baby.
And then my husband hangs out with these dudes. So, hey, guys, thanks for tuning in tonight to Middle Finger Happiness.
Boots on the moon, baby.
Boop, boop, boop. Hey, if you have any questions, you can reach me at middlefingerhappiness@gmail.com. And I just want to wish you a good night, a good weekend. Thanks for listening. Peace out.